Blog Talk Radio.
My dear boy.
Well, we made it through a rougher week.
We did, didn't we?
Yeah, we had doggy concerns. Our family never liked doggy concerns.
No, we don't not.
We don't like
we do
that.
Not.
So.
But how is she this morning?
She's better, definitely better, and just taking it slow and easy. So, Steffi went back to her apartment, so that's a good sign, right?
Well, yeah, she must feel she's all right.
Yeah, she's definitely doing better. And she's in good hands with Tina every day, too.
Oh, good.
So.
Well, you know, your whole family loves Scarlett.
Yeah.
Not just Steffi, but, you know, you're all connected there.
Yeah, I guess you'll have to say I'm in there. I don't really know.
From the time she had that heartworm.
Yep. When we first adopted her.
I mean, you guys have been through a lot with her.
Yeah, when we adopted her, she put us through heck.
Yes, but by gosh, it turned out good, didn't it?
Yep. So cool down here, kick off Memorial Day weekend. I'm going to work one of my favorite days to work because so many people don't work Friday that you can go into your office and get a ton of good work done in 8 hours, not have to work a lot of hours. So I'm excited about today.
Oh, that's great. That's
one of the
great.
Few work days I love work. I mean, like, I woke up. It'd be so nice to take a vacation day, but it's such a great, easy day. There's no way I'm going to do that.
Well, I don't blame you at all.
There's people take yesterday off now. Now I'm running into more people taking Thursday off, and they put their auto message on, getting a head start on a long holiday weekend. I'm like, man, it's Thursday. Why don't you just call it what it is? It's vacation for you.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
So, yeah, that's what's going on.
Well, my land.
So we were going to the
everything, don't they?
They do. We were going to the Indy 500, if you remember. We had everything planned. We had all the camping stuff out, and we had tested everything, got most of it packed, got our list done, and the Scarlett thing kind of knocked us back, and we kind of recoiled from that plan.
Well, I think that that was a good decision because, I mean, you know, you got to take care of her.
Well, we know you approve of that. We didn't have any doubts you would approve of that. But hey, so, anyways, I looked up the 7 wonders of the world real quick because I wanted I wanted to look up the Hanging Gardens again, and once again, find out stuff you're not ready for. So, in the ancient 7 wonders of the world, the Hanging Gardens is one of them, and the story is Nebuchadnezzar, the king, built it for his wife because. Where she came from, there's a lot of mountains and green hills, and where his palace was and his kingdom, it was mostly desert. So the story was he built it for his wife, but now as history evolves, it changes, as we learn all the time. They say more than likely the Hanging Gardens of Babylon were nothing more than a poetic invention. Isn't that something?
Yes.
I don't think it ever existed.
Really?
Yep. I think it was just poems, written in poems and stories and just a folk tale.
Well, you know, it makes you wonder how many other things we think really happened didn't.
Yeah, exactly. Hanging Gardens of Zeus, Hanging Gardens of Babylon were one of the 7 wonders everyone was taught way back when. The Statue of Zeus was the big
land.
One. Now, I know the Statue of Zeus was actually disassembled and reassembled, so that was up and down a couple of times, which is kind of funny. I know there's the Temple of Adestis or something was one of them, that's 3. There was the Lighthouse of Alexandria, that was 4. Colossus of Rhodes, we love that one. Remember the guy straddling the court, his 2 legs are over the port, you know, big, huge statue as you would take your boat into port. There's a mausoleum was one of them, one of the 7. And, of course, the big one, as everyone knows, that still exists, is the Great Pyramid of Giza.
Oh, yes.
Now, before we move on, USA Today did their own seven wonders of the world now. And they're quite different. And we got to look at these next week and send you some pictures. They're pretty amazing. One is called, I can't pronounce it, I'm sorry, like the Potala Palace. And that's the Dalai Lama's palace. And it is gorgeous.
Oh, my goodness.
That was one. Where do you see the pictures of that? One is the Grand Canyon. That makes sense. Seven wonders of the world. I can buy into that.
I could, too.
USA Today doing a different spin on things, right? One was the great migration of the Serengeti. Remember when all the animals migrate every year to get to the water in Africa?
Yeah.
They called that one of the seven wonders of the world. I like that.
I do, too.
So that's another good topic for next week. One is the Mayan ruins. We've looked at the Mayan ruins. Those are pretty amazing. The polar ice caps they listed. I like that. Makes sense.
Oh, my gosh.
You'll love this one. One of their seven wonders of the modern world, the Internet.
Oh, my land.
Sure, right?
Well, yes.
And one is the old city of Jerusalem. And one is the Papua Nui Marine Reserve. So I got to look that up, too. And then, so continuing, that was USA Today's seven wonders. But then there's a modern seven wonders. The modern seven wonders, the Channel Tunnel. England to the coast of Europe. That's an interesting one.
Yeah.
The Empire State Building, we've done that. The Golden Gate Bridge, that's a great one.
Yeah.
The Panama Canal, how about that one?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
We love that story. We got to look more. The Panama Canal is a great story. The CN Tower, not the CNN Tower, the CN Tower. I don't even know what the heck that is, do you?
No, I don't.
I'm wondering where that is. I'm eating breakfast. No other popular shows do you let the host eat breakfast while they're commuting. Commuting with mom and having breakfast.
What are you eating?
Oh, just a stupid breakfast bar.
Okay.
So I have coffee. That's all I really care about. Okay, this one I can't read. I didn't write it down good enough. That's too bad. Sorry. But the last one is the one I want to do next week the most. The Netherlands makes the seven modern wonders of the world with what is called the Netherlands Sea Dam Project. Apparently, they've done something that holds back the sea. You know, the dikes and everything they had there and everything that we all read about.
Oh, I know.
Right? Well, they've got much more modern efforts to control the sea there, the North Sea. And there's these huge, huge movable dams. I can't wait to send you pictures and do it next week.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, didn't they, some of them... break the dams when the Germans were coming in?
Yes, that's right. They would flood some of the land to make it impossible for the armor and the army units to move forward. I know they did that sometimes, yeah. So I looked up, I went and hit some of the, so I have three lists to explore. The ancient seven wonders of the world, the USA Today seven wonders, hey, good for you guys, and migration of the Serengeti is a great topic. I can't wait to look that one up. And then the modern seven.
You know, we have no idea what goes through these animals' minds.
No.
You know, how this instinct is for them to go to where, you know, they can get water.
Yep.
You know, how do they know that?
They do that, and then, of course, they do that to have their babies to repopulate. I think they do that, too, as part of the time to meet up, time to hook up. It's like the, what do you call it? It's a dating service. It's a dating service. What's that dating service online? Harmony. It's Harmony in Africa. E-Harmony for animals.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I don't know. I just think the animals have something that we have no idea what it is.
Yeah. Do you think gazelles have to fill out a profile before they start their migration? And go online? Go online, fill out a profile. I'm looking for a female gazelle. I'd like her to be 80 to 90 pounds. I'd like to have brown and black stripes that are consistent. And horns no bigger than 20 inches with floppy ears.
Oh, my gosh.
Sounds like a good profile.
Wow.
Do gazelles care about personalities, you think? Do you think a male gazelle is wondering what his girl gazelle's personality might be like?
That's something.
Not important. See, we always dish humankind, but hey, guys, at least some, most of the time or some of the time, we care something about personality. It's part of the equation. I don't know. I might have to give these gazelles a hard time. I don't think they care about personality.
Well, you do wonder. You know, I was just thinking, these two cats that I just got, the black one, Teddy, was kind of aggressive with Pumpkin, who was kind of submissive.
Right.
And, you know, I did let him know that that wasn't acceptable. And do you know that the two of them were sleeping back-to-back to each other last night?
Oh, that's nice. They become buddies.
They become buddies, I think. And, you know, it just seems like so nice because they can be taught.
Yep. To work.
You know, I don't know what other wild animals, but, you know, this was, you know, I was determined they were going to get along. And
yeah, you were. You were not happy about him being aggressive. You were telling him what for.
That's right.
Right. Now, there's a big age gap in those two cats. Teddy and Pumpkin, what is it, 9 and 3, I think?
Pumpkin is 11.
Ooh.
Yep, and Teddy is 3.
Yeah, so it's what they call a winter-summer romance. What are the slang words for that? What are the slang words for that? Winter-summer, what
course,
is that?
That is a guess because, you know, there's no way they can be sure. They just judge from their teeth, I think.
What do they call that when the women are always stealing us young men? What is that? What are those romances called?
Oh, June, December, or something like that.
So I was right with the founders. June, December.
Yeah.
So you're lucky you're in a state that allows those same-sex civil unions, right?
Oh, I'm telling you.
So that's the cats are legal there in Vermont?
Of course not. Of course not.
So it's just a civil union, so they get health insurance benefits.
That's exactly right.
It's not a marriage. It's a civil union. Yeah. That's a workaround, right?
That's right. That's right. Well, there was two girls that got married, and then one of them was inseminated so that they could have a child, and she had the child, and about a year later, they separated.
Right.
And the one that carried the child, which to me would be her mother, took off. And the other one has been suing her for years and years.
Yep.
Anyway, Kenny called last night, and they're closing on their new place this coming Friday.
Wow, good friend. No, he's been real busy because he hasn't texted or called me lately, so I know he's got an occupied life right now. Kenny's my older brother that she's talking about. Massachusetts, right?
Yes. And he said they got one of those big dumpsters, and he said it's already full.
Oh, my gosh, Ken.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And they put the, of course, it's going to be on a slab. It's for over 55 people, this construction they're doing. And they've already put the slab down for their house. The house is all done. Everything's already there. And they poured the cement for the garage. They're going to have a two-car garage.
Yep.
And he said the backyard is really bigger than they thought.
So they're moving. Kenny's my older brother and his wife, Judy. They're moving into a low-maintenance housing area so he can coast out his retirement years, right?
That's right.
That's what he's doing? Yeah, he's given up the good fight of a homeowner who continues to fight for the house, right?
That's right. That's right. So anyway, he was very excited about that.
Good for him.
And told me all about it. And I think that it's going to be a good move because, well, you can just tell he's very, very young.
Yeah, well, you downsize too, you save a lot of money. He's going to, all his utilities and insurance will be lower, which is great.
That's right.
So we moved down here. We had to get a house just in case we still had all three kids because we didn't know what everybody was going to do. So we'll be with us for a while, but I'll be painting the door this weekend. I'm excited.
Oh, how nice.
I did the trims. They look great. Now I got to do the front black door. But what'd you look up, Mom?
I looked up Nelson Mandela. You know,
I looked up.
Anyway, he was born into a royal family in South Africa, 1918. Father was a chief. The mother was the third of his four wives. His father had 9 daughters and 4 sons. His father died when he was only 9 years old.
Oh,
and he was, yeah, this must have been the custom. He was adopted by a high-ranking regent who started grooming his young ward for tribal leadership.
Yep.
He was the first in his family to receive a formal education and at a missionary school. His teacher gave him his name, of an English name of Nelson. And he went on to boarding school run by the Methodists, and he went to the only higher education for blacks in South Africa.
Wow.
He was sent home for participating in a boycott against university policies. When he found out his guardian had arranged his marriage, he fled to Johannesburg and worked as a night watchman and later as a law clerk. And he became involved in racial discrimination.
Oh, boy.
And he worked for white and black activists. In 1944, he married his first wife, had 4 children, divorced her. In 1948, he was banned on a non-white in government.
Yep.
They would not let him serve, which led him to traveling around in protest.
Yep.
He and his partner opened their first black law firm in 1952. In 1956, he and 155 activists were arrested, put on trial for treason. All were acquitted.
Yep.
In 1962, police opened fire, killing 69 of the blacks. They went underground, and the ones that were left went underground, and then they wore disguises.
Yep.
In 1961, he became the first leader of a Spear of the Nation. They had a nickname for that, too. He said it would be wrong to be peaceful when the government was using force.
Yep.
That's just the opposite of Mahatma Gandhi.
Yes, right.
Only when all else failed, they used force. And that's about it.
Yeah, and then
I wonder.
Oh, yeah, that's all of us subjects. We're such experts, right, Mom? I'm probably going to try to remember when I get to work to look up how many years did he spend in jail before he was finally released?
About 30.
30 years. Oh,
yep.
My goodness.
And he
30
was,
years.
He was put in jail for life. But
yeah.
I didn't get that far. But, of course, he did it was nearly 30 years. And, of course, when he was let out, there was all kinds of celebrations.
Yeah. Yep.
And that, I've got to go in further into that.
I still remember that when we were very young, that being on TV when he was released.
Yes, he was. And the fact that he was incarcerated for 30 years and he came out with still a brain.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a testament. You're right. Well, this is all remnants of the colonization of the European powers centuries before, right? I mean, we've read constantly about Germans and then English and Spanish and Americans and Russia all expanding their territories. And one of the frequent targets were, you know, the Australian area of the world and the African area of the world. And you know, even after World War One, remember the Germans gave up pieces of Africa to some of the winners of World War One, and it's comical because, of course, they're handing out these things like their deeds of property, a monopoly, and that wasn't even theirs to give to begin with.
That's right. And you wonder now if Hitler would have come into power if the people hadn't been so resentful of the German people and took so much of their land from them.
Yeah, there's so much went on there at World War One, and the Germans were very concerned about the amount of land they had, and they saw, and really you look around, everywhere it's growing. It's the same thing. It's the Fidel Castro thing with America. He sat down there and watched the Americans gobbling up land everywhere, and the Russians were mad, and so the Russians and the Cubans are trying to hold us back. And hey, you know, they learned from, we all learned from some of the best. We learned from the English, and we took it right to the Native Americans, just like the English took to everybody else.
That's right. See, we went from India to South Africa.
Yeah, India is the other area, right? That was a common conquest of colonization for all those years. So we've got a long weekend coming up. We will try to give you a call during the weekend, and if we get the dogs out for a dog park visit, but I don't think we will, but if we do, we'll call. And Saturday, if we take a road trip somewhere, well, I'll give you a call because we'll probably be in the car together.
Okay. Well, now, so you might go to the Indianapolis?
No, I don't think we'll go. I think at this point, we would be leaving early tomorrow morning. I don't think we got that in us because just too much effort right now. So.
Well, yes, and the main thing is to get her better.
Yeah, we'll be a day trip or just an overnight with Steffi staying at the house, but not as far as Indianapolis and stuff. So.
Oh, okay, well, that's good.
Okay. Yeah, we wouldn't want to get the scourge of Grandma on us, you know. we won't have a commute with Mom show on Monday.
Okay, that will be great.
Maybe we'll have to call it vacation with Mom.
That's right. Hey, Bob, did you ever get your flags up?
I have the two things to mount now. I never had them up, but now I've got the brackets to put them up.
Okay.
So they'll have Vermont and the U.S. up, so that'll be good.
Yep, well, I'm putting mine out this morning.
Nice. Nice.
Yep.
Okay, my dear. I'll talk to you Saturday or Monday.
Yep, and keep me updated on Scarlet.
I will.
Okay. Love you, hon.
Love you, too. Bye-bye.
Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
Thanks.